What the fuck is this?
Fucking thing sucks!
Why?
Disappointed!
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Shitty Song of the Week.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm a host, Brandon, and joining me this week in studio, sort of, we got Red. Red, welcome to the show, buddy.
What is going on, Brandon?
I am fan-fucking-tastic. People, before we dive into everything, you know the drill. Be sure to follow us on Twitter over at Shitty Song Pod. Leave us a voicemail, 910-370-1604, with all your shit song suggestions and reviews. And while you're at it, check out our Patreon over at patreon.com/SSOTW. Sign up, become a glutton for punishment to get access to bonus content every single month. We're doing things a little differently tonight. I mentioned it earlier, I actually am looking at Red face to face now, not through a fucking computer screen, which is weird, but, yeah, and that's the whole show right there.
Yeah, that's it. We're done.
But this is, you know, we're in Red's kill shack / recording studio, so you might hear some background noise, you might hear some cicadas, because they're fucking annoying this time of year.
Because I live in the country, Brandon, what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing, but they need to shut the fuck up for 45 minutes while we do this shit.
I know, fucking rude-ass cicadas.
Yeah, seriously. So, you know, we, since we're doing this face-to-face show, and we are in the country, as you put it, we thought it'd be fun to dive into some new country this week.
There you go. I didn't even put that together till just now.
Fucking seamless, Red. That's how we do this shit.
That's it, seamless. That was totally seamless.
Oh, goddamn. And I found this song, it just totally fucking out of nowhere, spur of the moment. I can't wait to bring it to you. I hate this motherfucker. He's one of those who transitioned from one band to another, changed his genre up, and all of a sudden he's praised for how great Darius Rucker is at fucking country music when he sucks dick and he can't even write a goddamn song, which I am about to prove to you with this piece of shit.
I thought you were going to say Aaron Lewis for like 2 seconds.
Oh, Aaron Lewis can eat a dick too, and we'll totally cover him on the show.
Yeah, that's who I thought you were going with when you started describing it, but, you know, Darius Rucker works too. Now, keep in mind, Brandon, tread lightly because Darius Rucker is from my home state of South Carolina. Okay? not that means anything, but he's a South Carolinian, so, you know, you can talk shit about his music because he's not a good country music artist. I loved him when he was in Hootie, but, you know, Darius Rucker transitioning from whatever Hootie was, I don't even know what genre that would even be, but whatever Hootie was to country music, I'm just going to say this. I fucking hate Wagon Wheel because of this motherfucker.
That's true. And I used to love Old Crow Medicine Show.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Ruined Wagon Wheel for me.
I will give you that. So the name of this song is Beers and Sunshine. Because what's better to go with country music than beers and sunshine? What's better to pander to a bunch of fucking morons who think this is good music than beer and sunshine?
I mean, they go together. When it's hot outside and it's sunny and I've been cutting grass all day, a good cold beer just tops it all off.
Look, right? I get it. They go together like cocaine and waffles. That's not the fucking point here. Okay?
Okay.
This might be... Look, we go over this a lot with the show. This is one of those extremely pandering bullshit songs that's going to hit every fucking important part of a country music song. It's got all of it in there.
Oh, yeah.
And at the same time, it has none of it. It's so void of any fucking substance or soul or feeling or fucking any. This is literally a cash grab for him. And it's so fucking stupid. I heard it one time. It infuriated me to the point where I can't stop rambling about it.
All right. So, funny story is the song that I also brought tonight is the same exact thing. It's like neo-pandering or anti-pandering or something. It's super weird. Like, opposites attract or something.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so we couldn't have done this again any better. This is two songs that go hand in hand, I think. But
oh, this is fucking
please,
perfect.
Beer and Sunshine.
Yeah, fucking Darius Rucker with Beers and Sunshine.
Beers
yeah.
Beers, just more than one beer.
You're goddamn okay. Right. You gotta, look, one beer and sunshine is fine, but you got to have more than one.
Yeah, one beer in the sunshine is acceptable. Any more than that, and you're just fucking around.
And if
weather news today. After all the rain and gloom, the sun is gonna peek through. Go find your sunshine.
Thank God for a fucking weather report right out the gate.
Yeah, it's one of those songs that starts with a clip of a TV show or something.
Look, we don't need skits in songs anymore. Right.
Not country songs, anyway.
Not in anything.
Well.
I don't know what the fuck is going on with this rhythm. It's like a shitty, like, it's like probably like the most upbeat Sam Smith song. That's what it reminds me
of. Yeah, I was getting ready to say, this doesn't even, the music doesn't even sound like Darius Rucker. This is kind of off kilter for him. This doesn't remind me of Darius Rucker at all.
Well, it will in a minute when he goes full Black Scott Stapp in him. You know, his standard fucking
Black Scott Stapp.
It is, dude.
Okay, yeah.
It's totally.
I can see that. Yeah.
Well, I ain't gonna work today. Just wanna sit around and play.
Oh, come on.
Gonna hit balls off the dock. Kick back in my flip flops.
He can't even rhyme something with Doc.
Okay. See, Darius. Come on, man. I mean, what? I don't. This is like Kenny Chesney. Well, excuse me. This is like Darius Rucker stole a song from Kenny Chesney. This sounds like Kenny Chesney to me. It sounds like something Kenny Chesney would do.
Yeah.
This doesn't sound like. This is too. It's too beers and sunshine for Darius Rucker, Brandon. This is weird.
It's too upbeat and the rhyming is fucking basic and stupid and it doesn't even rhyme for most of the points of it.
Right.
No, nothing to the lender. Nothing spinning in the blender. The only thing on my
I gotta go back on that. I'm sorry because I'm. What the fuck did he rhyme with blender?
I was getting ready to say the same thing. Back that up.
Don't owe nothing to the lender. Nothing spinning.
Don't owe nothing to the lender and there's nothing in the blender.
Oh, thank fucking God for that, I guess.
Oh, wow, yeah, okay.
The blender, the only thing on my agenda is beers and sunshine. Bonfires in summertime. Back porch nights in South Carolina. Ain't nothing finer than me and my girls striking up a little lighter. Cause everybody's down in a world all crazy. Don't know how to fix it, but I think maybe turn on.
The only BS I need.
I'm glad you pointed that out.
Is beers and sunshine, Brandon. I'm gonna use that now. Thanks, Darius.
And the chorus, like even the music of this, like I was listening to this, and I'm not a country fan. You know, everyone right. knows that shit. So I can't sit there and tell you names of songs and all that. And I'm not gonna start singing country lyrics. But that chorus reminds me of at least three other songs that I can think of. Like, at least rhythmically, musically, it all sounds similar to me. There's nothing, like, individual or special about this.
Don't you know that every country song ever was wrote with three chords?
Yeah, every song. Look, I understand.
Especially country music.
There's only 12 notes. There's only so many fucking chords. Right. There's only so many combinations. I get it. But, God damn, try. Like, or don't. It's a cash grab. That's all this fucking is.
You could take every Hootie and the Blowfish song and put it to that particular beat right there, right. And it would all line up. I've been to see Hootie and the Blowfish in concert and Darius Rucker.
Brag.
Countless of times, right? Countless number of times. Darius Rucker only knows like six chords. You know what I mean? Like he just changes the chord progressions and everything that he does. I swear to God, dude, watch any live recording of Darius Rucker and he plays roughly 5 to 6 chords. He just changes the progression and changes the order in which he plays them. I'm telling you, dude, take any fucking Hootie and the Blowfish song and put it to that fucking melody right there, and it'll match, I promise.
All right. What the fuck is going on with this music?
Gonna call my girl and say, let's get our friends and hit the lake. Grab a boat and get to floating. A little buzzed and a little toasted.
Can you at least try to rhyme something? Floating, toasting,
boating.
Yeah, what was it? A lake and something. It's so fucking.
There was a series of like 3 or 4 sentences right there where every last word kind of rhymed.
Tried to, yeah.
Yeah, It's like he tried to think of, like, he was going through a thesaurus or something and trying to figure out, not really a thesaurus, but trying to find something.
Like a rhyming dictionary?
Yeah, like all, like words that rhyme together and try to put them, and he used it and just wrote his fucking music. This is stupid.
We're gonna hang and have a little fun now. Flying high like we'll never come down. We're gonna go until we run out of beers and sunshine. A 1,000 summertime. That push nights of South Carolina. Ain't nothing finer than me. And my girl's talking up a little louder. Look, everybody's down here. We're going crazy. Don't know how to fix it, but I think maybe turn on the good times. Turn off the TV.
First of all, that's the most retarded bumper sticker slogan I've ever heard in my life.
Dude, that's the perfect bumper sticker right there.
And now we got a solo coming up. You might have heard a few notes of it right there. We got some instruments. They're about to shine red. You know, this is where, you know, we take pride in solos on this show. It's a big part of the music.
Right.
And
only because we're both guitar players.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this is a... You know, tell me if you spot anything wrong with this. Did you hear any of that guitar solo? I will gladly go back and play it for you again, because Darius Rucker drags his voice through every single note of it.
Yeah, you don't have to play it back. I heard it. Okay. But I did catch an off-key note there, for like in the end. I don't know if it... I'm sure it was on purpose, because it's edgy and it's country or whatever.
It's edgy.
You know, I'm totally making fun. I'm totally making fun right now, okay? I'm being facetious. Okay. You know what I'm saying. But it's... This song is super off-putting for... reasons unknown to me. Like, it just gets, it's aggravating. Like, it, I think that I'm so in tune with, like, Hootie and the Blowfish Darius Rucker for so many years.
You can't look past Hootie.
Like, I can't look past Hootie. Right. Yeah, like, everything, when I hear him, when I hear Darius Rucker, that's all I hear is Hootie.
I mean...
For a long time, when I was young, I used to think his name was Hootie.
Well, yeah, like most people did.
Yeah, until I actually went to a show and found out that his name was Darius Rucker. But, yeah, this is not... I can take him fucking up Wagon Wheel more than I can take... This is not Darius Rucker. This sounds more like the shit that Kenny Chesney tries to portray, like the ocean, like the Bahama Beach, tropical kind of country. This is what this reminds me of.
Well, yeah,
it's beers and sunshine.
It reminded me of...
All you need is flip-flops and sand, and you got a country in a fucking Kenny Chesney song.
I think it's... And I might be wrong on this, but I think it was like a Zac Brown Band with Jimmy Buffett. Was it him?
Dude, it's Kenny Chesney and Jimmy.
Was it Kenny Chesney? Yeah. Okay.
My point exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Look, I'm not. I knew the song.
You were in the same wheelhouse.
Okay.
Yeah. You knew Jimmy Buffett. That's, I'll give you that.
Okay. Of course I did. That song was all over the fucking radio.
How fucking much longer is this thing, dude?
It's a minute.
Oh my god.
What could they possibly do in the last minute?
Yeah,
you
that's
ask?
It. Yeah, that's it. This is over. Another one of those 2 minute and 30 second songs we always talk about.
They all should be.
Right. Ain't nothing finer than me and my girls talking up a little loud. My local legislature, all songs, 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
I feel like, you know, he says finer, and he could shoehorn in vagina into there. Vagina. Like vagina. He's not even rhyming things. At least you could try to make it amusing.
Well, I mean, he has to throw in, he only done that because he has to rhyme it with Carolina.
Okay.
And he drags out the Caroline, and Carolina is an afterthought syllable.
But even then, he's still not rhyming, because finer doesn't rhyme with Carolina.
Finer, Carolina, he tries to make it rhyme. That's what I'm saying. He takes the R off and uses the A like Carolina, so it rhymes. Come on, this is rudimentary fucking music here.
Oh, Darius, you silly bitch.
Yeah, this is fucking ridiculous.
But I think, baby, turn on the good times, turn off the TV. Yeah, the only BS I need is beers and sunshine. Ooh, beers and...
I bet the dude that wrote this song was proud as fuck of himself for coming up with BS and beers and sunshine.
Look,
I'm just saying.
It's a good line.
It is, but I'm saying like the songwriter's probably like, that's a goddamn good line right there, and he writes it down like it's a fucking the greatest.
It's a hit song.
Yeah, yeah. Oh god. That's probably how this song was wrote. Actually, that was probably the basis of this whole song. Was BS and Beers and Sunshine.
I'm just going to throw it out there and say Beers and Sunshine was the only thing that was written in this. This sounds like Darius going into the studio and he's like, okay, I got a hook. Beers and Sunshine. What are we going to do with it? I don't know. I'm fucking Darius Rucker. Let me figure that shit out.
Yeah, right.
And that's why you get these words that they almost rhyme, but they don't, because it's like he's improvising it throughout the entire fucking thing.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, like, this is my interpretation of edgy country. Like I said a while ago. They're changing the way words are pronounced to make them rhyme with other words that don't even rhyme.
Is there edgy country? Like, actual edgy country?
I'm just calling it that. That's what I'm just, because I use
it. I know, but I want to hear it now. That sounds like a genre I can get behind.
Edgy country?
Yeah, I can get into that shit.
It's got to be better than bro country or Darius Rucker.
And why aren't we getting country death metal yet? Like, it's blending into everything else.
I was just thinking, actually.
They even ripped off that little fucking Jimmy Buffett, Kenny Chesney shit at the end,
dude,
too.
I'm telling you, it's trying to be tropical but country and all at the same time. You know what I mean? Edgy. All this song, yeah, edgy. There you go. All this song needs is flip-flops and sand, like I said earlier, and it's a fucking Kenny Chesney song. This was probably wrote for Kenny Chesney. Kenny Chesney says, yeah, I've already got like
30,000
songs like this. Give it to somebody else. Yeah. And Darius Rucker bought it.
So there we are, Darius Rucker with Beers and Sunshine.
Oh, man. Okay, so speaking of Beers and Sunshine, you know, it's kind of ironic, Brandon, that we have a show called Shitty Song of the Week. And at the end of the year, we normally do Shitty Song of the Year to come up with the shittiest song of the year.
Right.
Okay. Funny story. I found a song by Brantley Gilbert, some dude named Hardy, whoever the fuck that is, never heard of that dude before, and the infamous Toby Keith.
Okay.
They got together and created a song, and they call it the worst country song of all time. Okay? Now, to premise this whole thing, Brantley Gilbert goes on record as saying that this song was a joke. It's not meant to be a serious thing, you know what I mean? Like, it's a thing that they've done as a joke or whatever.
Okay.
So they go to the studio with it and they make a fucking song about it, right? But Brantley Gilbert's also going on record to say, and I quote, if you take it seriously enough to criticize it, you're missing the whole point of it. But that's what we do here on Shitty Song of the Week. Even though this is an obvious fucking joke or whatever,
right,
it's still a terrible fucking country song, and it's like anti-pandering. Like, they take every country cliche, every country music cliche, and they sweep it, like, it's meant to be the worst country song of all time, so they use every pandering thing in the song to make it, like, anti-pandering.
Okay.
Again, you know what I'm saying? It's like reverse psychology, if you will. So,
well, even though it's a joke, if you're going to make the claim to have the worst country song of all time, then of course we got to go through it. So,
well, yeah, but what makes it better is that he says, you know, if we take it seriously enough to criticize, that we're missing the whole point of it. But fuck Brantley Gilbert, fuck Toby Keith, and whoever Hardy is.
Well, two out of the three people in this band are repeat offenders on this show, which is also something I love.
Yeah, actually, now that Hardy is a thing now, whoever that is, I'd like to dig into his collection and see how quote-unquote good it is.
Let's figure it out. I'm down with that. So okay. Here we are, the worst country song of all time.
This is the worst country song of all time.
I already don't like it. Right? It's anti-pandering, right?
Yeah. Well, it's not. It's not even anti-pandering. It's still pandering, but it's like
I hate fishing and beer. Well, and, you know what I mean?
They're like, trying to be like, "Ooh, fuck you, Dad. I'm badass. I don't like the music you listen to. This is my country, old man."
Yeah, I don't know, dude. It's like the whole using the I don't like fishing. I don't like beer and all that.
Well, I'm waiting for him to be like, I don't like Jesus and I don't drive a truck too, right?
It's coming, dude.
Yeah, I was waiting for it. And guess what? I'm in a very committed relationship with my girlfriend. She's never left me at all.
Right, yeah. My dog's still here.
Yeah, my dog's been alive for 20 years. It's great.
Yeah.
Life is swell.
Right. Fuck you, Bentley Gilbert. Sweet tea's great. Music is not. That's the thing.
Yeah, but the chorus is also just more of the verses. Like, choruses, like it should be a break from the song. Like, at least with fucking, holy shit, Darius Rucker, the chorus sounded different than the verses. This is just more of like, oh, well, I don't like this country thing, and I don't like this
country
thing.
They changed the tempo a little bit, right? They made it sound different to give it the illusion of a chorus.
Yep.
Right, but it's like you said, it's literally just more lyrics to the song. They segue the chorus with the worst country music song or worst country song of all time. That's the chorus. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of every verse, they're gonna say it's the worst country song of all time. Then they're gonna hate cities and whatever the hell he says.
It's so stupid. Like, there's a way to do this worst country song of all time thing and actually make it legitimately the worst country song of all time. Yeah. It's like,
we should write the worst country song of all time.
We could totally do it. It wouldn't be hard to do at all. It literally is not hard to write.
Like, obviously, as you can see with the next two songs, okay?
Yeah, but it's...
And every other country song we brought to the show.
I hate this whole thing of, like, this is the worst country song. Oh, why is that? Because we're gonna stick a middle finger up to the audience. Fuck you, fans. We're edgy. This is edgy country, right?
Yeah, this is edgy country. Yeah. We're... Everything that you like about country music, beer, the country, fishing,
it's all gone.
Yeah, we hate it all. Yeah. Fuck it. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's stupid, dude. Like, I know it's a joke and whatever, you know what I mean? But that's the whole point.
It's the stupidest joke, though. This is literally like a 13-year-old being like, fuck you, Dad, I don't like your shit. And that's all it is to put to a song.
Right.
It's so dumb. Not even like fun dumb, it's just dumb.
This man just says they wish he could change the American flag. That's not going to set well with some of the rednecks I know.
Well, that's what makes this the worst country song. And really changing the, like, I would have liked for him to, I'm not anti-patriotic or whatever, but I would have loved for him to be like, yeah, and I piss on the American flag. Because changing the flag isn't what people love. It's that it's what the flag represents. So you change it.
Yep.
So take a shit on the flag, Brantley Gilbert, if you want to be fucking edgy and write the worst country song.
Well, what are you going to change about it, Brantley Gilbert?
This is the worst attempt at the worst country song of all
right.
time.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point yeah. that out.
There you go. A prime opportunity to say kiss my ass.
Did he say we'll cancel that?
Yeah.
He's incorporating cancel culture into this
yeah,
now.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No.
He's stepping on all the toes, but they love it. That's the thing. I don't understand it.
It's not a joke. I'm just going to leave that there. This is a serious point. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Come on, man.
I do like that line.
I mean, come on.
I'm half listening to this, and all of a sudden he's like, you know what, Bin Laden had some good points.
Yeah, right.
He wasn't a bad guy. Like, yeah. Damn, Brantley.
Saddam Hussein is a saint.
And I support ISIS. This yeah, is the right. way. Come on now. What are we doing?
I love the Taliban. Of course, I love cities and
traffic.
Oh, they say the same thing, so it is a cool.
Yeah, well, exactly, yeah.
Okay, okay, musically speaking.
Oh no.
Isolate the vocals.
Oh no. Did I just hear what I think I'm about to hear?
What?
Is that a saxophone? Did I just hear the start of a saxophone?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't forgot my train of thought now.
I'm sorry. I got
it up with a saxophone.
I got distracted. That's probably not even a saxophone. It is.
Okay. Stop it. Okay, wait a minute. I forgot to premise this, okay? In the video, we're not even watching the video now. In the video, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Putin, Kim Jong-un, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, you know the, like the masks, like the funny masks that they, like the, yeah, the caricatures of the, that's what it is. Slick Willie's playing a fucking sax solo right now. In the video. I forgot to mention that.
Okay. Well, I mean,
when he brings up Putin and Kim Jong-un, they're fucking like fighting or whatever in the video, like it's a whole thing. And that's supposed to be the controversial part of this music video, is that they're including all these, and I think even like, well, I mean, Kim Jong-un's a dictator, so he's a terrible dude. You know, Putin's not the greatest fucking role model in the world. I was just, and I don't know quite yet because I haven't seen the whole video. I've only listened to the lyric track on YouTube, but I don't know that Bin Laden and fucking Saddam Hussein, I don't know, they're not in it. You know what I'm saying?
But it's like the cheesiest way to try to be controversial and edgy. Like, you're trying to just show pictures of these fucking people. I don't want to see some dumb actor in a shitty Halloween ass.
Yeah, like Hillary Clinton's breaking a chair over somebody's back, and fucking Barack Obama and somebody else is fighting, and Slick Willie, Bill Clinton's got a saxophone solo in the thing.
That's so stupid.
And literally, the only thing missing at this point is the Taliban.
We live in an era of CGI and like photo or video editing, and Brantley Gilbert is a person with the kind of means. Like, you're telling me you couldn't do, like, just
he puts masks on real people instead of using like CGI holographic digital technology to put them in the actual video.
Yeah, or just do anything. Like, we have deepfakes. Deepfakes aren't hard. What the fuck?
Right. Yeah, that would have been way better. I would have loved to have seen it. The video would have probably been way better than what it is.
Like,
because the video is kind of comical.
Look,
it really
look,
is.
If you had this song being played over a deepfake of Obama fucking Kim Jong-un or vice versa, you know what? Let's flip that shit around. So Kim Jong is pounding Obama, and it's set to "This Is the Worst Country Song of All Time." Like, you know what? That's pretty fucking good. I guess.
Yeah.
Ugh, God damn it! What are they doing here? We're just barely halfway through this fucking thing too. Jesus Christ!
I haven't heard Hardy or Toby Keith yet. There's a saxophone solo in this, man. Are you listening to this?
Yeah, I'm listening to the theme from fucking Full House. What the fuck?
Oh my God.
Uh-oh. Boy, what the hell are y'all doing?
Oh, this is Toby Keith.
There's a skit in the fucking song?
Writing a song.
Mr. Keith?
Let me fix it for you, all right?
Yes, yeah, please fix it. Please.
Toby saves the day. I'm too good for solo cups. Your mama's homemade fried chicken sucks. Boots ain't made to get scuffed up. How you like that saxophone? Yeah, my neck ain't red and John Deere's blue, and yours country's caviar if you think that's true. And this song's a joke, but if it ain't for you, I know your favorite song. And it goes like, I love cities and tracks. That's the most pretentious, assholish fucking thing to do. Fuck you, Toby Keith. Swear to God.
Yeah. Your mom's fried chicken sucks. Like way yeah. to get like real deep and brooding with yeah. that Batman. What the fuck are you talking about yeah. here?
Yeah, you're gonna talk about me and like talk shit to me. My best comeback is your mom's fried chicken sucks, Toby.
I know.
I mean, is that like an insult in the South? I mean,
it's not even a joke. They just took 4 minutes to take five different topics and be like, well, we don't like this way. We're anti-country. It's so fucking dumb.
But it's a joke, Brandon.
It's not a joke, Red.
This is a joke.
It's not a joke. The fact that they have to tell you that it's a joke in the song proves that it's not a joke.
So this is what you're saying. This
no is one has laughed in the last 3.5 minutes this of this.
This is how they really feel inside, right? This is how they truly feel. This is their belief system. But country music is making them sing about these things and pander to the people. But this is how they really feel. But they're pulling it off as a joke.
Look.
That's the conspiracy theory. Spread that around on Twitter one time.
Here it is. It's plain as day. When Christian musicians write, or when they write songs, they just pretty much rip off pop music and they switch it from baby to Jesus or vice versa, right?
Right.
That's what this is. They wrote a song about, I love the American flag, and I love... They wrote a standard country song, and every time that they wrote, I love this, or I like that, they switched it with, you know what? I hate this, and I'm not a fan of that, and your mom's chicken sucks. Like, what the fuck? It's the laziest attempt to try to, like, piss people off in a joke.
This is what really... This is what you really hear when you play a country music song backwards.
And you... You know,
you don't get your house back and your dog back and all that shit.
This is back masking.
Yeah, this is actual backwards masking right here.
Jesus Christ.
Played forward again.
You know that they're right. I feel like a fucking idiot after listening to this shit. And maybe it's because I don't get how this is a joke. Maybe I don't. I just don't get jokes, Red, you know?
It's shitty enough to be a joke. Like, I mean.
It's shitty enough to be on this show.
Yeah, I mean, I premised the whole thing with a quote from Brantley Gilbert that said, if you take it seriously enough to criticize it, you're missing the whole point. You know what I mean? But the point is for this to be a joke. But nothing about this is funny.
Yeah.
This is the stupidest shit in the world.
And it
this is anti-pandering. I think I just coined a new term, by the way. Is anti-pandering a word already?
I don't know. It might be hyphenated. I'd take it.
I mean, it's literally just saying pandering and putting anti in front of it, but... I'm coining the phrase anti.
I mean, the show's not shitty grammar of the week, Red, so.
Well, I'm using it on the show from now on. Anti-pandering.
All right.
I'm going to start looking for more shows that are anti-pandering, or more songs that are anti-pandering. Let's finish this stupid shit out real quick.
Let's do it.
I mean, what do we got, like 30 seconds?
Who is Hardy?
I don't know.
God damn it. Now you're going to make me do research on this fucking thing.
I don't know. Let's finish the song, dude. Oh, okay.
All right. I fucking love that. That was the best part of this whole thing.
Yeah, I think you've done that one time before, too. I think
great.
It got both of us.
Well, he looks like he's about to commit another mass shooting. That's who fucking Hardy is.
Wow.
Like, he's
okay.
He's one fucking rejected date away from being a total... Like,
he's a fucking country music celebrity hang around. That's who Hardy is. That's what he looks like.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, who's got the shittier song this week, Brandon?
Well, it's tough because I'm supposed to judge that fucking painful audio abortion that I just heard based off the premise that it's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a joke, so I'm going to take it seriously. But even though I take it seriously, I'm supposed to be a fucking idiot who doesn't get that it's a joke. So this is one of the most confusing songs for me to try to have to fucking judge. Because so let's judge it as a funny song, shall we? It's not a funny song.
No.
It's fucking stupid. It's something that's... It's a fuck you song that's written by a preteen to his parents. That's what this fucking thing is. It's retarded. So let's judge it off of the premise of it being an actual song, which it is. It's terrible. It's got, like, no rhyming to it. It panders in the way that it's not trying to pander, but it's going to pander by not pandering.
It's anti-pandering.
It's so fucking stupid. But Darius Rucker just comes out on Front Street, and it's like, this song is what... You know what? Because of the fact that Darius isn't hiding anything with this... This song, he knows what this is, and he's happy with it. It's Beers and Sunshine, Red. You can't go wrong with that. And because, like, I think I've got to bow out and think that Brantley Gilbert has the shittiest song this week.
Hmm. Wow. That's the first time we've ever agreed on a show, I think.
I know. That's this whole face-to-face interaction thing is changing the whole dynamic of the show.
Yeah, we could actually get up and fight over this.
We really could.
No, dude, like, okay. Brantley Gilbert aside, like, I don't like him anyway. You know what I mean? It is what it is. Like, there's a lot of the pop bro countries that I don't like. You know right. what I mean? Brantley Gilbert just falls in that category. I don't even know who the fuck Hardy is. And it's Brantley Gilbert's song, I guess. Because, you know, Toby Keith had a little cameo in there. His little pretentious, tall, big fucking ass. I can't stand shit like that.
Oh, he,
that
was the most he came ass- in with his deep voice to
yeah,
say
your dirt. Mama's chicken sucks. Fuck you, Toby Keith. My mom makes great chicken, okay?
That's what bothers you about it.
No, his pretentiousness in the fucking part of his, of the, of his part of the song. Like, that's what stuck out to me as being the worst part of the song. He could have just not even showed up.
He really could have. Like, he
came... Brantley Gilbert had that lockdown. He fucked it up by himself.
He came in there... And he even said it too, guys. Like, you guys are doing this all wrong. Let me tell you, show you how it's done.
Yeah, I've been
and
doing this way longer than you, Brantley
and,
Gilbert.
Move and he on. Literally says the exact same shit that Brantley Gilbert was spewing out.
Like his shit was way better or something. Fuck you, Brantley Gilbert. Fuck you, Toby Keith. And if I knew you enough, Hardy, I'd say fuck you too, but I don't know enough about you. You got anything to say? Come say it to my face, motherfuckers.
There you go. Well, guys, you know the drill at this point in the show. I don't even feel like I have to explain that there's a poll, but there's a poll. So you go to our Twitter page over at Shitty Song Pod, and you, the listener, gets to decide which one of these songs moves on to Shitty Song of the Year December. If you think that Brantley Gilbert, holy shit.
Hardy.
And Toby
Keith.
Yeah, thank you. If you think the super group that you just fucking heard deserves to move on for Shitty Song of the Year, then you vote for that if you think it's the worst one. Otherwise, fucking Darius Rucker is going to bring all the beers and sunshine that he can to compete.
No BS.
Well, the only BS that's going to be there is beers and sunshine. Yeah. God damn it, I can't believe it. I'm so fucking mad I said that.
Yeah, man. I mean... it's going to be a toss-up this week, I think.
It really is.
I'm not real sure how this is going to go. People might like the worst country song of all time.
I'm hoping it'd be great if they actually could make it the worst country song of all time.
Super group. It's great.
With any luck, this ruins their careers and it does become the worst country song of all time.
Well, it would be so great if this song, it is called the worst country song of all time, but it would be so great for me if it actually made it through the list of other country or other songs that we have for Shitty Song of the Year, if it actually made Shitty Song of the Year as the literal worst country music song of all time.
See, I was thinking about that too.
I mean, that would be the greatest thing ever. I would win Shitty Song of the Week and the Year ever.
We'll talk about that off mic and shit. I got an idea brewing about that.
Okay.
But that's going to wrap it up for today, guys. Red, I'm not going to talk to you like you're a guest. Why the fuck would I do that? Red, you got anything you want to plug before we wrap it up?
Man, y'all go check out the Patreon.
Seriously.
I mean, it's a dollar. I mean, I'll let you borrow a dollar just to do it if you really want to. But, I mean, it's a fucking dollar. Go check it out.
Oh, yeah. But that's going to wrap it up for today, guys. So, as always, this is Brandon.
And I'm Red.
And until next time.
See ya!